Good morning and welcome to Fulton Focus. Fulton County is your county at your service. This morning on Fulton Focus, we have several interesting topics for you, including what you need to know in order to be properly registered for Georgia's upcoming May 20th primary elections. First up today, we're joined by Rolanda Stanberry, Contract Compliance Administrator for the Department of Purchasing and Contract Compliance, to talk about the upcoming Vendor Opportunity Day on March 27th. Thanks so much for joining us this morning, Ms. Stanberry. Could you tell us a little bit about Fulton County's Vendor Opportunity Day?
Sure. Vendor Opportunity Day is a day of networking, matchmaking, and attending seminars geared towards emerging businesses.
And so people might not realize, even if they have a small business with only a handful of employees, there are certain county business opportunities doing business with Fulton County that could make a big difference in their business, right?
Right, Rob. We buy from pencils to construction management services, and we build bridges, we build buildings. So we look for vendors to participate in the competitive bid process with the county.
And again, we're talking about Fulton County's Vendor Opportunity Day. This is being put on by the Fulton County Department of Purchasing and Contract Compliance. It takes place March the 27th from 8:30 a.m. until 2 p.m. at the Fulton County Government Center Atrium at 141 Pryor Street, downtown. Who do you recommend attend this event?
I recommend that all people who are interested, particularly in doing business with Fulton County, participate in this event. We'll have other government agencies represented also, as well as some professional organizations. So anyone who's interested in doing government procurement should attend this event.
What other agencies do you anticipate are going to be participating in this event on the 27th?
We have the City of Atlanta Department of Purchasing. We have the Atlanta Airport, the U.S. Department of Transportation, DeKalb County, and other surrounding government agencies, as well as professional organizations.
So if I have a small business and I'm listening to this today and I'm like, you know, I think I might go to that. What kind of information is there going to be available? Are people going to kind of walk me through the process of how to become an official vendor with the county?
Yes. We'll have tables set up, especially Fulton County departments, where you can have a scheduled 15-minute matchmaking session with procurement officials from the county. And once you schedule your appointments, you can do that online. You can schedule appointments. You'll have 15 minutes to actually pitch your business or your services that you provide.
This can be anything from somebody who could bid on a construction project for a huge multi-million dollar building or a transportation improvement, all the way to someone who might provide a custodial services on a smaller level.
Exactly. What we're mainly trying to target at this point is the library renovation and new construction project. Presently, we have a project going on where there are 8 new libraries under construction, and there will be 2 additional libraries that will be renovated.
So that's a lot of business that the county is going to be letting in the years to come.
Yes, it is. And we're particularly looking for those businesses that have construction opportunities. We're looking for drywall contractors, concrete, erosion control, landscaping, those types of trades. We are still bidding those out for several of those libraries. So we encourage those business owners to participate so they can find out additional information about these projects.
You're listening to Fulton Focus, and we're talking right now with Rolanda Stanberry. She's Contract Compliance Administrator for the Department of Purchasing and Contract Compliance at Fulton County. And we're talking about Fulton County's upcoming Vendor Opportunity Day. This is coming up on March the 27th from 8:30 a.m. until 2 p.m. at the Fulton County Government Center Atrium. Rolanda, how can the business community find out more information about this event if they want to attend?
You can log on to our website, which is www.fultoncountyga.gov, and click on Bid Opportunities. And we'll have a banner that actually directs you to Vendor Opportunity Day.
So FultonCountyGA.gov, look for Vendor Opportunities.
Right.
And then you have the opportunity to be at this event on the 27th. Anything else you'd like to add with regards to somebody that might be hearing this today and they're kind of on the fence, they're not sure if it's going to be worth their time?
Oh, yes, it's definitely going to be worth your time. Again, not only is the Fulton County Department of Purchasing and Contract Compliance going to be available, we have actually 10 departments within Fulton County which will have tables manned by their procurement professionals. So these are decision makers, these are project managers, these are people who actually write the specifications for these bid opportunities that we have out.
So again, if you run a business and you like the idea of maybe doing some more business, which is what makes America go, this is a great opportunity. It's March the 27th from 8:30 a.m. until 2 p.m. at the Fulton County Government Center Atrium. That's the Fulton County Vendor Opportunity Day. We've been talking with Rolanda Stanberry, Contract Compliance Administrator for the Department of Purchasing and Contract Compliance for Fulton County. Ms. Stanberry, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Rob.
You're listening to Fulton Focus on WCLK. I'm Rob Maynard. The upcoming primary election in Georgia is earlier in past years. We're going to be talking with Registration and Elections Head Richard Barron. That's coming up. But first, Fulton County provides residents with an interesting inside look at how your county government works. Fulton County Communications Director Erica Davis joins us with a look at it. Good morning, Erica. Welcome back on to Fulton Focus.
Good morning, Rob. Glad to be here.
There is a great initiative in Fulton County called the Citizens University. And, of course, we have Citizens University 2014. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
I am truly excited to share with you about our Citizens University. Registration is now underway for Fulton County Citizens University. Our program is in its 10th year. This is our 10th anniversary. And it offers residents the opportunity to try their hand as government finance managers, tax commissioners, police officers, and other officials. Our registration deadline is March 15th. This is a great opportunity for citizens to take advantage of. It's provided residents with a firsthand look at how their county government operates and how decisions are made. Our theme for this 10th anniversary is empowering citizens to empower communities.
And it's interesting, you can either learn a lot about how your government works, you'll do that either way, but this is knowledge you could also put to use in terms of someday perhaps working for the county or working with the county.
Absolutely. This is like, it really is like a university, Rob. It's a 12-week program, and it offers interactive, real-world classes that acquaint participants with the inner workings of Fulton County government. Students in our university will receive the opportunity to set a budget, tour county facilities, go behind the scenes with police officers, and experience the challenges encountered by our firefighters as they save lives, and a whole lot more. During the course, students will meet with numerous county department directors to learn how their department serves citizens. And I can tell you, we even have a Citizens University Alumni Association. Can you believe that? And our alumni come back, they volunteer with us, they're active participants in their government, and they share the word out in our community about what's going on in Fulton County. They don't wait to read it in a newspaper or see it, you know, on television in a soundbite. They know the full story because they've been behind the scenes. And we in communications really like that because nothing works better for us than to have an educated community about our services and our programs.
So if we have a listener today that says, this sounds really good, I think I might like to sign up here, what kind of commitment are they making in terms of their time?
This is a 12-week course, like I said. The classes take place on Thursday evenings from 6 p.m. to 8:30 p.m., and they'll start on April 3rd and go through June 19th. during the final class session, students will participate in a graduation ceremony. And we even have participants who do well. They are cum laude graduates, magna cum laude graduates, and summa cum laude graduates. So it's something that everybody looks forward to. Again, it begins in April and moves through June 19th. So this is a commitment. It's a 12-week commitment, and it's every Thursday night from 6 to 8:30.
And is there a cost associated with it?
There is a cost. There's a $40 registration fee that helps out offset our expenses. Course materials and a class T-shirt will be provided. The class is actually limited to 30 participants, and priority is given to Fulton County residents. And this year, we are inviting high school students. That's something new that we've added to the program because we believe that our high school students, our juniors and our seniors in particular, who will one day become voters, especially seniors who are 18 years old, need to have sort of a civics lesson and understand how their government works. So we certainly encourage our young people, and particularly our high school students and our college students, they want a firsthand, up-close civics lesson to participate in this. And, you know, our alumni association offers a scholarship, as a matter of fact, for some of our folks who identified who want to come but may not be able to afford to come. So you'll just need to call our office and let us know. But we would like to have a full class.
And this has been going on. This is the 10th edition of this. This program started in 2004. So obviously this is a program that's gained a certain amount of traction, has become kind of a mainstay of Fulton County's outreach.
Absolutely. Our citizens look forward to Citizens University. And we have students who don't miss a class for that whole 12 weeks. Every person who leaves our class, we do a customer service satisfaction survey after each class with each department because we want to know how we're doing and what we can do to improve it. And right now, I can tell you we're averaging a 98% to 99% satisfaction rate by our citizens who say this was worth their 12 weeks, it was worth their $40, and they gained a lot of valuable information.
So time is a-wasting. The deadline is March 15th. Eric, if someone wants to follow up and be a part of the 2014 Fulton County Citizens University, how do they do that?
The program is managed by our Office of Communications. So for more information, please call 404-612-8308 or 404-612-8300 or just simply email citizens.university@fultoncountyga.gov. So if you just go to our website, you can also go to www.fultoncountyga.gov. But please call us at 404-612-8300 and join us. Be a part of the class and be a part of your government process.
Fulton County Communications Director Erica Davis, the voice of Fulton County PSAs on WCLK and Fulton Focus. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me, Rob.
You're listening to Fulton Focus. Fulton County is your county at your service. The upcoming primary election in Georgia is earlier than in past years, with voters across the state and in Fulton County going to the polls on May the 20th. We're joined now by Fulton County Director of Registration and Elections, Richard Barron. Good morning, Richard. Thanks for joining us again on Fulton Focus.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Well, election season is underway. We have kind of an early primary in Georgia this year. It's on May the 20th. What sort of preparations has the Fulton County Department of Registration and Elections made for this election upcoming?
Well, several elections will take place in 2014, including the governor, Senate, General Assembly, county commissioners, and other races. And our team is working hard to inform voters about how they can participate. And we're coordinating election operations.
Well, of course, one of the most important issues is making sure that you're registered in time to vote. The primary is on May the 20th, but what is the deadline for voters in Fulton County to register for the primary?
The deadline is Monday, April 21st at 5 p.m.
And who should register to vote? I mean, obviously, we should all register to vote, but people might have questions about their registration.
Yeah, we encourage every Fulton County resident to register to vote. You know, those who are registering for the first time will be 18 by election day. Anyone who has moved to Fulton County, anyone who has moved within Fulton County needs to register, and anyone who's changed their name.
So where can people register to vote?
Registering to vote's easy and convenient. They can register at any library, city hall, Department of Driver Services, or any office of Department of Registration and Elections. They can also go to our website at FultonElections.com and download the application to register by mail.
And I understand that Fulton County, along with a lot of other places, has gone through a recent redistricting process. If I'm a Fulton County voter, how can I find out about that and find out if my districts have changed?
Yeah, Fulton County Commission districts have undergone a redistricting process that will take effect starting with this election. All the voters will receive updated precinct cards that we will mail no later than April 21st. Voters can also check our website at FultonElections.com to view the district map viewer to find out about their new precinct.
You're listening to Fulton Focus. We're talking with Richard Barron. He's Director of Registration and Elections for Fulton County. Let's talk a little bit about early voting. This is a very convenient way to exercise your franchise as a citizen. Tell us about Fulton County's plans for early voting.
We are going to triple the number of early voting sites, starting with the May 20th primary. I believe that early voting empowers the voters by offering them convenience and choice, and it also helps us manage flow and reduce long lines on election day.
And so can people go to the Fulton Elections website to find out where these early voting sites are going to be?
Yes, they can visit our website, and we will have 19 locations open. We have them distributed around the county with three locations in each commissioner district, and then plus the Fulton County Government Center. We will open them in a staggered format. The first week, we'll have 7 locations open, Monday through Saturday from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Week 2, it will expand to 19 locations from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., Monday through Saturday. And then week 3 will be 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., Monday through Friday.
And so when does early voting begin for the May 20th primary?
It will begin April 28th, and it concludes on May 16th. And so there will be a total of 180 hours of early voting available to residents throughout Fulton County.
So you don't have an excuse, people. If you can't be there for Election Day on May the 20th, or rather primary day on May the 20th, you've got plenty of opportunities for several weeks leading up to the election. For our voters who do wait for Election Day, is it going to be very clear to everybody where they should go and vote in person on primary day?
When they receive their precinct card in the mail that we will get into the mail by April 21st, it will have their polling site on that precinct card. You know that on election day, the main difference is you have to go to that precinct to vote. During early voting, they can vote at any of the 19 locations. So there's a clear distinction between election day and early voting.
As far as going to the polls on primary day, May the 20th, what sort of ID should a voter have in order to be able to cast their vote?
A voter can take a number of different types of ID. A Georgia driver's license, they can, even if it's expired, they can have with them. Any valid state or federal government issued photo ID, a passport, a valid employee photo ID from any branch, department, agency, or entity of U.S. government, Georgia, or any other government entity or board authority, U.S. military photo ID, and a valid tribal photo ID.
And again, if someone wants more information on all of these various requirements for voting coming up, what's the website again for people to go to?
It's FultonElections.com, www.FultonElections.com.
Again, we're talking with Richard Barron, Director of Registration and Elections for Fulton County. There is a primary on May 20th. It's your chance to help define who will be making the big decisions for you, and you will hear additional messaging on WCLK between now and primary day. Richard, thanks so much for taking the time out today at the start of a busy season for you.
You're welcome.
March is National Nutrition Month, and Fulton County cares about all of you having a healthy diet. We're joined now by public health nutritionist and registered dietitian Rachel Agnew. Thanks for joining us today, Rachel.
You're welcome.
So March is National Nutrition Month. Why is this important?
National Nutrition Month is important because it really helps create awareness to the public on how important nutrition is and what kind of impact nutrition can have on their overall health and well-being.
You know, there are a lot of different aspects to what we eat in America and why we eat it. And in general, left to our own devices, we don't always make the best food choices.
Mm-hmm.
How can people try to do a better job of making smart food choices?
Well, one of the things they can do is educate themselves. And one way to do that every day in the grocery store is to read your food labels. They're there. They're on every piece of food. So it's important to know how to read food labels, to know what you're looking at, know what you're buying. And you can get all that information on how to read a food label on websites like eatright.org, which is the American Dietetic Association site. So if you're not familiar with how to read a food label, go to that website and you can easily learn. But it's really the best way to create awareness and educate yourself on what you're eating. Also, if you're eating out a lot, all the restaurant information regarding nutrition is on their website typically. So you can also, you know, educate yourself before you go eat out on exactly what you're eating.
And this is really kind of a 21st century phenomenon. You go back 10, 15, 20 years, very little of this information was as easily available as it is now.
That's right. Yeah, I mean, even fast food restaurants have their nutrition information, like at the restaurant, some of them do. So it's easy to obtain now.
We're talking with public health nutritionist and registered dietitian Rachel Agnew with Fulton County March's National Nutrition Month. Rachel, you know, we like our food sweet. We like it salty. If it's not sweet or salty, we probably don't really want to be eating it. How can we avoid a little bit of sugar and salt and choose healthier choices?
One of the things that I tell people to do if they really struggle with a sweet tooth and have cravings for sweets is to try to eat fresh, ripe fruit. So a banana, apple, not really going to curb a sweet tooth, but a really fresh and ripe plum or peach can really help curb a sweet tooth. People would be surprised how much it could curb that.
What are some of the biggest mistakes that we make when it comes to our nutrition?
I think some of the biggest mistakes that I see people make in the years that I've been in practice have been extreme dieting, setting unrealistic goals for themselves, which typically will cause extreme dieting, fad diets, people who eliminate entire food groups. They're just not the right choices to make because they're not realistic to the person's lifestyle. So they can't sustain that type of diet. They practice the extreme diet, they lose the weight, but then they go back to what they were doing before and gain all the weight back. So
a diet is not something that's supposed to last for 3 months. A diet is something that lasts 365 days a year.
Exactly. I mean, I tell people whatever changes you make, you know, one, make realistic changes that you can sustain because these are permanent changes. They're not just temporary. And two, do something you can live with and don't go to too much extremes, but practice the healthier changes 90% of the time. And then 10% of the time, give yourself a little break, you know, have a treat. But 90% of the time, try to make the healthy choices.
In general, I think it's a little healthier to eat more frequently. We're kind of geared to eat one or two or three major meals a day. And I think the information shows you're better off stringing those meals out throughout the day.
Mm-hmm.
What do you recommend as a good, healthy, relatively inexpensive snack for people to eat between meals?
Personally, I like the all-natural granola bars. They're really good. Granola can be high fat, but it's the type of fat that is healthier for you. But also, if you can add protein to a snack, it would help keep you fuller longer. So things like yogurt or Greek yogurt, it's a higher protein snack, can kind of help keep you fuller a little bit longer. If you want to add a little bit of peanut butter to your snacks, that would be another good option. Again, keeping you fuller longer. So, you know, a little bit of peanut butter spread on whole wheat crackers or something like that would be a healthier snack that'll last longer.
Probably better than something that comes in a machine that you feed quarters into that has a lot of salt and preservatives.
Yeah, definitely something better.
So March is National Nutrition Month. Rachel, are there some online resources that are good for people that want to improve how they eat and maybe how much they move around and exercise, which is obviously a part of this? What kind of resources do you recommend?
I always recommend, of course, eatright.org. It is the American Dietetic Association's website, and there's a link when you're on the website for the public, and you just hit the word public, and it takes you to all types of information. Another good website that I like and direct people toward is the letsmove.gov website. It's got so many good types of information on how to stay active and even how to get community involvement and school involvement in keeping kids active. And those are two that I really like.
And of course, letsmove.gov, that's also one of the pet projects of our First Lady, Michelle Obama.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Again, March is National Nutrition Month, and we've been joined this morning by Fulton County Public Health Nutritionist and Registered Dietitian Rachel Agnew. Rachel, thanks so much for stopping by today.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
And that's a wrap for Fulton Focus for March 2014. Fulton County is your county at your service. If you need information on any Fulton County services or initiatives, you can visit the county website at fultoncountyga.gov. Fulton Focus is a production of Fulton County Communications and WCLK, and it's produced by me, Rob Maynard, and Fulton County Director of Communications, Erica Davis. Thanks for listening to Fulton Focus. Thank you.